This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 11, for Thursday, October 1st, 2015. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and in this edition, we'll talk about a lot of big games going on throughout the Southwest Georgia network coverage area, including the big game in Leesburg between the Lee County Trojans and the Tift County Blue Devils. Both teams are sitting at 5-0, so what are we waiting for? Let's get started. And of course, the big game in Region 1, and a lot of teams throughout Southwest Georgia are either starting region play, regional sub-region play. And so many of them started last week, and some will start this week, and that would include, and among those teams that start regional sub-region play would be the Lee County Trojans hosting the Tift County Blue Devils, and both teams coming in at 5-0 on the season, and both teams have pretty much dominated their region opponents, and starting with the Blue Devils led by running back Barry Bennett, who's been their main workhorse, and the Blue Devils have only given up 13 points all season long while pitching 3 shutouts, and the Blue Devils opened the season on Friday, August 21st by hammering Henry County and South Metro Atlanta 56-7, and also 30 pitch to shutout. The first of 3 against Cook, 31-0 on Friday, August 28th. And then on the Labor Day weekend, they pretty much did the same to Luella, 46-6. And back-to-back 52-0 shutouts on September 11th and 18th, respectively, over Baldwin out of Middle Georgia and now Covey near Covington, Georgia. And the Blue Devils had last week off, and on the other hand, the Lee County Trojans were the only team in action on Friday, September, or only Region 1 6A team that was in action on Friday, September 25th. And that was last week. And unlike Tift County, and just like Tift County, Lee County's basically dominated its competition within non-region play and scored 42 points exactly in the first 3 weeks, 42-7 over Westover, 42-0 over Crisp County, the first 3 shutouts for the Trojans from Leesburg, and that was on August 21st and 28th respectively, and on September 4th, and Worth County gave Lee County a game for a while. But in the end, Lee County still managed to pull out a 42-20 win there after a bye week. And Lee County's pitched back-to-back shutouts, 50-0 over Terrell County and 56-0 in their last contest over Mitchell County, both in Class Single A. And the Trojans are led by by Garrett Morrell, and committed to Marshall University and out of Conference USA, and some other schools that were pursuing him prior to being committed to Marshall as the likes of Middle Tennessee State and Southern Miss out of Conference USA, and Troy University out of Sunbelt were also vying for Morrell services. But for now, Morrell will try to lead his Lee County Trojans to a 6-0 start, and also starting region play at 1-0. So, and of course, some other Region 1-6A games, both in Valdosta and the Colquitt County Packers, the defending 6A state champs from Moultrie, will open the season against the Lowndes Vikings just outside of Valdosta and what they call the, what the locals down there call the Concrete Palace. And across town, in within the Velocity limits at Baseball Harbor Stadium / Cleveland Field. And they got the Velocity Wildcats hosting the other Wildcats from the Georgia coast and the Camden County Wildcats. So, and Colquitt, Camden and Colquitt are both 5-0 overall. And Lowndes and Valdosta both sit at 4-1 overall. And both the Vikings and the Wildcats opened the season with losses. Lowndes getting leveled by Roswell at Roswell 35-8. And then the Wildcats gave Norcross from Gwinnett County all they could handle before losing 34-31. And that was on August 22nd in the Corky Kell Classic in Atlanta, Midtown Atlanta at the Georgia Dome. Seems like many moons ago. And of both teams have won, reeled off four straight wins. And however, and getting into the nitty gritty, that's region play. And quickly, some other games of interest in and around Southwest Georgia. GHSA Region 1-4A play, sub-region play opens this week, the weekend of Friday of October 2nd, and starting sub-region A, the 3-2 Monroe Tornadoes, who snapped a four-game losing streak, made that a two-game losing streak, and with a streak, snapped a two-game losing streak last week with a 44-24 rout over crosstown rival Westover of Albany. And they'll take on the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets. Now the Jackets nets just outside of Thomasville. And the Yellow Jackets have been kind of up and down and lost to Valdosta, but got back-to-back wins. One of them came over Riverdale, and they lost to Bainbridge in their last contest about a couple weeks ago. And I'm sure the Yellow Jackets used that off week to lick their wounds. So in the teams that the Yellow Jackets have defeated so far, and they beat Riverdale and America Sumter in a 9-11, one of those so-called crossover games between subregions A and B. And more on those games in a moment. And the other subregion contest has Albany High, Crisp County. Albany High coming in at 0-5. Crisp County at 1-4. And both of those, and one of those teams obviously will be guaranteed a win and to be 1-0 in Subregion A play. And the Subregion B contest got undefeated Bainbridge at 5-0, first 5-0 start since way back in 1986, coming up to America's Georgia to face the America Sumter Panthers, who are 2-3 overall, and the Darty Trojans, coming off a narrow win last Saturday, September 26th, over Albany High at Humil Stadium, last second field goal, and taking on the Worth County Rams, coming off a big win last week over Darty. I mean, make that Cairo, 28-15. So, and in the GISA. And the Deerfield Windsor Knights, they're 3-2 overall, with two close losses to Westfield out of Perry, Georgia, and North Florida Christian from Tallahassee, Florida, will face the Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville, Georgia. And Brookwood comes in undefeated at 6-0 overall, 1-0 in the region, in GISA Region 3 AAA. And that's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. The High School Football Roundup Podcast can be found online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the games this weekend.